From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A 17-year-old student armed with a shotgun and a pistol opened fire at his Texas high school here in the U.S., killing 9 students and a teacher, another 10 people wounded. Paige Curry is a student at Santa Fe High School, southeast of Houston, where the shooting happened. She said she was not surprised.
I was thinking it was going to happen eventually. It happens. It's been happening everywhere. I was ready to run out, but my teacher told me to hide instead, so that's what I did.
President Trump reacted to that Texas shooting.
My administration is determined to do everything in our power to protect our students, secure our schools, and to keep weapons out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Everyone must work together at every level of government to keep our children safe.
The alleged shooter in Texas is in police custody and has been charged with murder. Series of explosions killed at least 8 people. Civilians wounded more than 40 others in eastern Afghanistan. Authorities have yet to identify the type of explosion. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombings, but authorities are suspicious that the Islamic State group might be behind the attack. The terror group has carried out similar attacks before in the province. World Health Organization warns that the Ebola outbreak in northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo is posing a very high public risk, but does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern. There were 25 reported deaths so far from the outbreak. WHO reporting 14 of the 45 suspected cases of the disease have been confirmed as Ebola. This is VOA News. Pakistan and India have accused each other's militaries of launching unprovoked shelling across their disputed Kashmir frontier, skirmishes that officials had caused mostly civilian casualties on both sides, Pakistani Foreign Ministry summoning the India's top diplomat in Islamabad to protest what it condemned as an unprovoked ceasefire violation. Indian military officials accused Pakistan of firing first. More than 100 people died when an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana's main airport. It was on a domestic flight in Cuba. Officials say 3 survivors were pulled from the wreckage and are in critical condition. They are hospitalized. A witness said the jetliner made an abrupt turn before it crashed just after taking off, and then the plane caught fire. UN Human Rights Council has voted to set up a commission to look into the deadly crackdown on protesters in Gaza by Israeli forces. Israel condemned the resolution, which was put forward by a group of countries, including Pakistan. And the United States decried it as an example of biased focus on Israel by the council. Theodore Allegra represents the U.S. on the Human Rights Council.
The United States is committed to advancing a lasting and comprehensive peace between Israel and the Palestinians. We want nothing more than a peace that offers a brighter future to both Israel and Palestinians. The continued anti-Israeli violence bias of this council does nothing to promote that future.
Israeli troops have been carrying out live fire into Gaza during the Palestinian protest, demanding repatriation to Israel. On Monday alone, 60 Palestinians were killed. Israel accusing Hamas agitators of the attacks on Israel, shielded by protesters. In the run-up to today's wedding of Britain's Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle, there have been lots of excitement in the town of Windsor, where the wedding will take place, AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
As final preparations were being made inside the walls of Windsor Castle, outside, crowds were treated to a glimpse of royalty. Prince Harry, the groom, and his brother Prince William thrilled onlookers as they stopped to shake hands. Joanne Woodforth is a nursery school teacher from New Zealand.
It was just really exciting to be able to meet one of them. Yeah, and to wish them good luck for tomorrow.
The bride, Meghan Markle, was spotted arriving with her mother, Doria Ragland, at Clifton House, where she'll spend the night.
How are you feeling, Miss Markle?
Markle had just come from a meeting at Windsor Castle, where she'd introduced her mother to Queen Elizabeth. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can get more news at our website. Look for us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.